This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We begin today with two economic points of view, one statistical, one anecdotal. Statistics first, because, of course, the private payroll processing company ADP came out with its best guess at the February jobs figures today. The company says private businesses in this economy added 298,000 jobs last month, which is, technically speaking, a boatload, and much more than had been expected. Item two is the anecdotal response from White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer when he was asked about the economy at his briefing today.
We see a resurgence in optimism in the economy by job creators to want to hire here, who want to manufacture here, who want to grow here.
You can't blame the White House for taking credit, especially when more than 100,000 of those new hires that ADP was talking about were made by small businesses, not the biggies who hire in huge numbers. Marketplace's Andy Euler looks at what those numbers might be telling us.
You'd be hard-pressed to find an economist who will tell you that the environment for small businesses is a bad one right now. Bill Dunkelberg certainly won't. He's chief economist at the National Federation of Independent Business. He says this is the most optimistic he's seen firms he's in touch with in more than 40 years.
These numbers are really good, and we're hoping that they translate into hiring and spending and all those good things that will make the economy grow a little bit faster.
So why are businesses feeling so optimistic? Well, for one, the economy was chugging along nicely before the presidential election. Aparna Mathur, an economist at the American Enterprise Institute, says companies are betting that the Trump administration will implement the changes it's been talking about, tax cuts for businesses and relaxed regulation. But that hasn't happened yet.
A lot will depend on what policies, in fact, get pushed through Congress. So if we actually do see tax cuts, if we actually do see significant deregulations, that is when we hope that a lot of this is actually reflecting the long term.
A big difficulty in the economy right now isn't that people can't find jobs. It's that employers can't find workers. And immigration reform could make things harder for some sectors. Mark Zandi is with Moody's Analytics.
Actually, this is going to be our biggest problem going forward. It's not going to be unemployment or underemployment. It's going to be a lack of labor.
This ADP report isn't official. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics will put out its jobs report on Friday. Economists and analysts are expecting those numbers to reinforce the optimism small businesses have been experiencing of late. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.